On any given day, there's probably a film or TV crew at work somewhere in Georgia, but what are they working on? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
Made in Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Reporter Jennifer Brett joins me yet again. She writes for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Buzz blog. Jennifer,
good morning.
Good to have you back.
Oh my goodness, so much filming going on this
is
summer.
Is there? Or do you always say that?
Summertime, the filming is busy.
Okay, well, good. Let's start first with the first one you pointed out was Levy.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Kate Mara is going to star as Megan Levy, who was stationed in Iraq. She was a canine handler. And so it's going to be a really interesting military-type drama.
Now, Kate Mara, many people know her because she played Zoe Barnes on the Netflix series House of Cards.
I took a chance. Showed up at your house and placed myself at your feet. Crossed ethical lines. Professionally, physically. And I hold myself accountable for that. Those are my choices and I can live with them.
So I didn't appreciate that role. It was yet another female reporter that sleeps with her source, but...
Yeah, that never happens, by the way.
It does not. But what makes you so excited about this particular film, Levy?
Well, it's about a very strong, powerful woman who has obviously gone through... It's based on a true story, obviously gone through combat with her canine companion. So very much looking forward to seeing this one hit the big screen. Georgia is no stranger to military-type films. And Vin Diesel just the other day shouted out Billy Lynn's long halftime walk. This is coming up this fall in time for Veterans Day.
So speaking of Vin Diesel,
yes.
The Fast and Furious franchise just finished up the latest installment, Fast 8. Yes, I said 8. It's scheduled to come out next year, starring these two muscle-bound guys.
You do whatever it is you gotta do. When you find that sumbitch, just do me one favor.
What's that?
Don't miss.
That's Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Can we say some bitch on the radio?
Well, you just said it again.
Oh,
so if we
oops.
Couldn't, then you just made it twice as bad.
Shucks.
Okay, so this is the eighth
Octo
film?
Octofast, yes. They're back in action again. They're just going to keep driving this train. And you know who has signed on for the fun this time is Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son. He's joining the gang this year. It's obviously a huge ensemble cast. Scott Eastwood was spotted just the other day at the Chops Lobster Bar in Buckhead, enjoying a little downtime.
Okay. Those movies are still making money, I guess? They
are printing money. What's really going to be interesting about Octofast is I'm hoping that'll catch on. Hashtag it. You heard it here first. What's interesting about this one is it filmed partly in Havana. And they early on in the filming process, they
Havana,
posted,
Cuba,
yes.
Where we recently opened
exactly. So, yeah, the diplomatic ties opened, and the first thing we do is go down there and film a movie.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, two more movies just wrapped up production here in Atlanta. The first is Baby Driver, and this, I guess, the cast is all-star.
Yeah, speaking of House of Cards, Kevin Spacey stars in this one, also stars Ansel Elgort. This is about a young getaway driver played by Ansel who finds himself embroiled in a doomed heist. What was interesting about this one, very conveniently, they came and filmed right around the corner from us at the AJC, which was nice of them, in the perimeter area. So it was fun to watch them in action for a day there as well.
And then there's another movie that I've not heard anything about called Hidden Figures.
This one is so interesting. This is also based on a true story, based on a nonfiction book by the same title. Hidden Figures is about African-American women who were integral in NASA's early space missions. Back in the day, you know, of course, laboring under the era of segregation, they were not able to work alongside their counterparts, but they were very crucial and key into those early missions. Stars Octavia Spencer, Janelle Monáe, Kevin Costner plays...
Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji P. Henson from Empire, and Kevin Costner plays the NASA, the head. So it's going to be interesting to see this come together. They filmed in a number of locations around the metro that look, you know, have that kind of old-timey look. So look for downtown Canton and parts of East Point.
And this book was a favorite among NPR listeners for sure as well. So that one's pretty following. Now, Snoop has complained. We've talked about this on the show. He complained that uplifting African-American stories rarely get produced. And he says Hollywood likes to focus on what he called black misery. So do we think of this movie Hidden Figures as something that might make Snoop Dogg happy?
I don't know if it's going to make Snoop Dogg happy. I'm not sure exactly what's going to make Snoop Dogg happy. I know he didn't like Roots very much. He posted that video kind of lashing out and just kind of giving his thoughts on it. So let's just hope for the best. He was in town not too long ago, by the way. Snoop Dogg was giving a private concert with T.I. over in the Buckhead area. So hopefully that made his day.
If you're just joining us, my guest is AJC reporter Jennifer Brett. We're talking about new productions, movie and film, that are underway or have been recently underway in the Peach State. And we want to hear from you. What upcoming movies are you looking forward to, if any? You can tweet us at OST Talk or join the conversation at Facebook. Okay, so speaking of what they hope to be a blockbuster, third time's a charm, right? Spider-Man. We had Tobey Maguire in the first series. There were three movies in that first series. Andrew Garfield came in the following two movies. I guess they were all too old because now Spider-Man's going to be played by the youngest actor yet. This is Tom Holland.
You're the Spider-ling, crime-fighting spider. You're Spider-Boy?
Spider-Man.
Not in that onesie, you're not.
It's not a onesie.
Who else knows? Anybody?
Nobody.
Not even your unusually attractive aunt?
No. If she knew, she would freak out.
Okay, so that is a scene from Captain America: Civil War. Tom Holland now is 20 years old. I think he was still a teenager when they began filming. What do we expect that's going to be different?
Well, he is here in the ATL right now. There was just kind of a Marvel handoff down at Pinewood. Guardians of the Galaxy
Wait, 2. Wait, a Marvel handoff?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 finished filming, and here comes Spider-Man. So passing the Marvel baton. James Gunn posted a really nice picture of himself with Tom Holland and Chris Pratt from Spider-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy. So really interested to see Spider-Man taking off. It's going to star Robert Downey Jr., who we just heard in that clip. And wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple other Marvel stars pop up. You know how they kind of just sort of add people as production goes along. So Marissa Tomei for sure will be back for this one. She is the foxy aunt.
Yeah, the
Not her first rodeo
aunt.
In Atlanta. She was here years ago filming Parental Guidance with Billy Crystal and Bette Midler and took a real shine to Super Jenny, as I recall, back in the day. So we need to get the word out. Marissa, go to the Atlanta History Center. That's where Super Jenny is now. Welcome back to town.
Do you have a preference among all these three Spider-Men? Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield? I mean, you, Jennifer Brett.
You know, I think they all have their attributes. I'm not going to side with any one Spider-Man because I don't want your people to blow up your phones. But, you know, I always tell people whenever I'm covering an event, they always say, what's your favorite event to cover? I always say this one. And so I'm going to just side with all three equally.
All right. So one last thing. Let's talk about one last thing. Actor Wendell Pierce, a lot of people know him. He played Bunk, Detective Bunk on The Wire. In that show, he had a quick temper.
You know what they do to police in jail? Pretty police like yourself. Motherfucker. We have kids, houses, car payments, furniture. Jimmy, I just bought brand new lawn chairs and a glass patio table. Now, you don't buy no like that if you planning to lose your job and go to prison.
Okay. Last month, Wendell Pierce ended up behind bars. He allegedly assaulted a pair of Bernie Sanders supporters outside a hotel, and that was in downtown Atlanta. He's currently out on bond. He's shown aggressive support for Hillary Clinton, obviously, but he's here to work, not just.
Yeah, if you run into him, maybe you want to talk about something besides politics. He's, you know, a man of great passion, so, you know, you want to support that. But anyway, he is in town with, as you noted, Jerry Smollett-Bell filming one last thing. Recently, he was in town starring as Clarence Thomas in the HBO film Confirmation, which was filmed here in Atlanta, also starred Kerry Washington as Anita Hill. So he's, you know, he's a great
confirmation hearings for Judge Thomas.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's interesting that amid news that, you know, what's going to happen with Clarence Thomas. So he's, you know, got this little film project to look at.
Little film project. Okay, let's talk about another film project. People may recognize this particular actor, but the thing about it, when the recent sightings of this particular actor had made people talk about, I guess, his size, his diet.
Liam Neeson was spotted in New York City's Soho District Monday, looking gaunt. The 63-year-old action star looks like he lost a staggering amount of weight, so much so that you almost can't recognize him.
Why has he lost so much weight?
Well, apparently he's been standing out in the sun here in Atlanta. Maybe he just melted right off of him. I think you could probably lose about 4 pounds in water weight if you stood outside today. He's been in town filming Felt. And what I love about this one is my colleague Bill Torpy stars right alongside Liam Neeson. And by stars right alongside him, I mean he was an extra in one scene, which is enough for me to declare Bill Torpy is just super famous now, right?
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Yeah,
this is.
I'm claiming it.
Look, Liam Neeson has said that he's done with the Taken movies.
Oh, I hope so.
He's done other movies.
Wait, did that come out? Was that my anti-voice or my outside voice?
Look, he's done, Jennifer, other movies that aren't called Taken, but they're still the exact same Taken storyline. So please tell me Felt is not about someone.
No, it takes place during the Watergate hearings and nobody gets kidnapped. But
okay, good.
What I do love about Liam Neeson and his Taken movies is he is just the man who launches 1,000 memes. Like if you go on Giphy.com, you can find like 100 different ones of Liam Neeson talking about "I will find you and kill you." And
if you're
ever looking just to, you know, waste a little time on the internet, which I know can happen sometimes, Liam Neeson and his Taken trilogy are there for you.
Okay, so one last, we have about a minute left. So talk to me about Goosebumps 2, because I didn't realize Goosebumps 1.
Yeah, Goosebumps might be coming back to town. The Goosebumps filmed in Madison, Georgia, and in fact, did really well. It came out last.
Did it? I didn't know.
And they might be cranking back up again. I remember when I interviewed
Jack Black returns, maybe?
Yes, we'll see. I'm really looking forward to it. And what I loved about this movie is because, you know, coming down here to film a monster movie in the home of Walking Dead, they had the best, costume and makeup artist possible. So they had some primo looking zombies. So I would not be surprised to see them come back around. If, you know, no spoiler alert, but it did kind of end on a little bit of a cliffhanger last time. So I don't know, maybe Goosebumps will come back our way.
Jennifer Brett, reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, author of the AJC's Buzz Blog. Thanks as always, Jennifer.
See you next time.